Blog Talk Radio.
When I was a little girl,
Talk Radio. Your program is the Old Ship of Zion. Your host is Overseer Janice Ward. I am so delighted to be able to come back across these airways and skyways once again, bringing unto you the divine word of truth. I hope and I pray that all has been well in your family circle. I hope and I pray that all continually to be well with you and yours. Hallelujah. And I just want to take this opportunity to send out condolences to all of you that have lost loved ones in the last 72 hours, the last 48 hours, the last 24 hours, last 12 hours, last 8 hours, 4 hours ago, even moments ago. And we want to do this because we want to let you know as a disciple of Christ. We want you to know that you are not alone in your hour of bereavement. God has men and women all across this planet that are praying with you and for you in your hour of bereavement. So we are praying that God will bring about and restore your joy and restoration unto your heart and soul. And may God bless you. All right. Greetings to you that are out there in my live digital audience on this morning. I know you're shocked to see me on here this early in the morning, but I tell you, God is good. You know, whenever you are down to nothing, know these truths, that God is up to something. And so why, as I have been having problems continually with my digital devices, I want you to know that I'm not going to allow a devil in hell, a devil outside, around hell, to stop me and my mission and what God has appointed me in my mission. I am going to carry out God's commission, his itinerary, to the fullest extent of my ability. So I just thank those of you, my continually loyal and faithful listeners. May God richly bless you because I know that he shall and he will bless you. God say he blesses a cheerful giver. It's not all the time monetary value that, you know, that you give, but you can give of your time and your talent. And for doing so, God is going to bless you. You might say, Overseer Ward, how is God going to bless me? He don't know where I live. He don't know my name. He don't know my mailing address. He don't know my city and state. I'm here to tell you, God can count the hair strands on your head. God know your DNA. God know your date of birth, your social security number. God knows everything about you. And God is not going to get it twisted. It's not going to be returned to sender, but God is going to get your blessings delivered to the rightful owner. Hallelujah. So I just want you to get your good seat, bring all your digital devices, and bring them aboard the old ship of Zion. Bring your latte, your OJ, your water beverages. Bring all your chip and your dip and whatever you want to sip on this morning. And allow me to bring unto you a divine word of truth. All right, now what we're going to do now, we're going to go into our opening prayer. And I want to present God to some and introduce to others. His name is Jesus Christ. He's our soon coming Messiah. He's a native, hallelujah, of Nazareth, yet he was born in Bethlehem. So we're going to go down in prayer at this time. I'm asking those of you that will to bow your beautiful heads with me as we go down in prayer and acknowledge our Lord and our Savior, Jesus Christ. Father God, we come with a grateful heart on this morning of your sovereignty and your love unmeasured. We thank you, O gracious Heavenly Father, enabling us together in unity, God, once again around this spectrum. Father God, for we know that this earthly planet that we're treading on, God, is not our eternal destination. You know, God, that you told us when you left over 2,000 years ago, God, that you went to prepare a place for us, and when you return, that you would come and receive us unto yourself. But God, until you crack those clouds, one of these historical days, God, we will continue in your will and in your way. Hallelujah. And God, we just want you to know that we want to keep on mounting up as pilgrims from the four corners of this planet Earth, starting from the north, south, east, and west, as pilgrims through this barren land. I'm asking you on this morning, God, to anoint these lips of clay. Enable me, God, to bring a rhema word to those that may, then again, may not know of you, God, the pardons of their iniquity. Grace me, your servant, God, with words of encouragement, words of wisdom. Each and every one that are hurting deep down in the epitome of their very heart and soul, Father God. We'll be so mindful we won't take your glory, we will not take your praise. But we will give you all the glory and honor that are due unto thee. These and other blessings we ask in your Son, Jesus' mighty and marvelous name. And we'll let the temple of Jesus Christ and all of his children and heirs and joint heirs to say amen. And amen. Hallelujah. I want you to get you a good seat. I thank God for you, you, and you. I will be with you 1 hour. I'm now 52 minutes in, 52 minutes remaining, and I'm 11 minutes into our program. And so, like I said, I want to just welcome all of my kingdom family, my relatives, my kinship family, and my friends and business partners and colleagues, all of you that make the Old Ship of Zion the program that it is on today. And so I just thank you, and I want you to get close to your podcast dial, and I will be bringing unto you as God give it unto me. And so we're going to take you right now on into a scheduled program that's already in progression. I have a sniffle on this morning, so forgive me, but I sermon on this morning entitled The Standoff, Hallelujah. And we're going to read from our first key scripture, and it reads like this, Hallelujah. It says that he who is in you is greater than he who is in the world. And that scripture reading, my brother and my sister, is coming out of the law, 1 John 4:1-6. And you know, we may think of God and Satan in the same way. We see them as opposing but equal forces with the same unlimited power. However, you and I know that God is God and Satan is not. God is stronger than any force of darkness. Jesus does as he pleases. Why Satan's power is limited to what God allows. And I want to encourage you that are out there in my digital audience on this morning. When Satan supposed that misfortune would make Job curse God, God told Satan, behold, that Job has is in your power. Only do not lay a hand on his person. That scripture reading is coming out of the law of 1 John 1:12. We know that Satan has to play by God's rule because God is, I call him the CNC. That means Christ in charge. God is in charge over everything. I mean absolutely, positively, everything on planet Earth. He's in charge of the financial institution. He's in charge of all the banks. He's in charge of Dow Jones. He's in charge of the state treasury. So God owns everything. He owns all the jewelry stores, all the diamonds, rubies, sapphires, pearls, all of those belong to God. So you and I, as heir and joint heirs of Christ, God said you can ask for what you will, and it shall be given unto you. All you have to do is apply the faith, and God will do the rest. We know because of God is in charge over everything, you and I, as followers of Christ, we don't need to be paralyzed by fear of Satan's power over yours and mine and our lives. We know that as a believer, we know that God's power is just mightier than anything else around you and I. We know that the devil tries to tempt you and I. He tries to influence us. But the Bible assures us that he who is in you and I is greater than he who is in the world. We know that the powers of evil around you are no match for the power of Jesus that is within you. And our title again this morning is called The Standoff. And we're talking about the two powers, the power of satanic forces and the omnipotent power of God. So I want you to know that the power that you hold inside of you is an omnipotent power, a power source that God supply and equip you and I and us. And so whatever the devil tried to bring your way, you just let him know that you have power to open up your door, your window, your car door, and have him to exit your home, exit your car. Tell him he is not welcome as a rider in your car. He is not welcome as a person of interest in your home that's trying to live for rent-free. You let him know that he is not welcome and to move around. And I'm here to tell you, if you say it with omnipotent force, the devil has to move. The Bible says he has to flee because you have the power inside of you. And so we know that the Bible tells us, say that you are turning away so soon to a different gospel. That scripture reading is coming out of the law of Galatians 1 and 6. I want to ask you on today, you that are out there in my digital listening audience on this morning, what is the greatest challenge to us as Christians in this 21st century? We know that it is rapid immortality is a decisive social issue. It is increasingly hostility toward God. Those are dangers for sure. But I would venture to say that our biggest threat is religion. We know that religions draw us away from the gospel. And that is the satanic force that we're talking about, that the devil has the power to influence you and I. But we can use the omnipotent power of God to tell that devil and that demon that we are not going to submit to what he's telling us, what he is throwing at us, but we are going to continue to go in God's way and God's will. We know that some religious openly oppose Christ, while others are more subtle. They use language that Christians are already aware and know, giving their faith a familiar sound. Then they add to it their own twist and brands of thinking. You know, I was looking on social network just some days ago, and there I saw an individual that was saying that he was God and that he had the power over certain individuals. But you know, you are not to believe those that's coming and saying that they are Christ. God said that they are false prophets and they are false Christ. And so you are not to believe the hype, because there are only one God and one mediator, and that's Jesus Christ. He went to Calvary Cross over 2,000 light years ago, hallelujah, to bore the sins of the world on the rolling hills of Calvary. We know that if such groups sound Christians, how can you and I to know? We know that if they're preaching a different gospel in the law of Galatians 1:6, then here are some false teachings to watch out for. Number one, salvation through any other than Christ in the finished work of Jesus on the cross. That scripture reading is coming out of the law of Acts 4:10. Number two, a refusal to seek Jesus as the eternal God in the flesh, our only Savior. Number three, giving more importance to the word of man than the word of God. That scripture reading is coming out of the law of 1 Corinthians 2:12 down through 13. And fourth, leaders who do not provide Christ-like guidance through careful biblical instructions. That scripture reading is coming out of the law of 1 Timothy 4:6, then Jude 4. We know that there are those who want to lead you into another gospel. But don't you allow them to lead you into nothing but the true word of God that has already been established and that has already been laid. Don't be influenced because it's just the trickery of satanic forces. Hallelujah. So God do not want you to be deceived. We know that the word of God provides the light that you and I need to see the way. So if we learn what God has to say, then you and I and us will not be led astray. So I'm encouraging you to apply to yourself the scriptures and the scriptures to yourself. We know that there are only one God. Hallelujah. And that is Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. He's the author and he is the finisher of yours and mine faith. Hallelujah. So do not believe those that's coming and saying that I am the Christ. The Bible says believe it not because it is just a lie. It is just a lie. And I plead to you, do not believe the false prophets and the false Christ that will be coming, that's already set up to trick you out of your soul salvation, out of your personal will of God, because you have a personal state in God's holiness. That means that you are a member of Christ. You are a disciple. You are a Christian. You are a saint of God. So God do not want you and I to be led astray. But like I said, we're talking about the standoff. So we are talking about the two powers. We're talking about the satanic force who comes to steal, kill, and to deceive, and to destroy. And we're talking about the omnipotent power of God, who said that I come that you might have life, not death, not destruction. But I come that you might have life, and that you might have life more abundantly. So we know that Satan himself, he transformed himself into an angel of light. That scripture reading is coming out of the law. 2 Corinthians 11:14. And we know that the angel of music is evil, masquerading as good. We know that the believer in Christ also faces an evil one who masquerades. One of Satan's key strategies is to look like someone who is good. Every day, he is using someone in a way to destroy him or her. But Paul tells you and I that Satan himself transformed into an angel of light. That scripture reading, once again, is coming out of the law of 2 Corinthians 11:14. The Bible says that the Greek word translated as transform means to change one's appearances, to masquerade or disguise oneself in preparing us to face the evil strategies of the devil, God instruct you and I. And he has provided all the equipment that we need to stand our ground, protecting you and I and us with the armor of God. Unmask the evil that opposes you and I and stabilize our spiritual walk. We know that in the law of Ephesians 6 and 10 through 18, when you and I make a decision, we know that evil sometimes wears a mask. But you can trust the Lord for true discernment. He'll give wisdom if you ask. So God's armor is tailor-made for you and I. But you and I must first put it on. Don't be deceived by the devil and his satanic force and his angel of imps, because he comes to steal and to kill. You might say, to steal and to kill, what, Overseer Warren? He comes to steal and to kill, destroy your family. He comes to destroy your family, your marriage, your relationship with God, your relationship with your husband, your relationship with your wife. He'll tell you to go out and get Miss Jones and go to the Dew Drop Inn, go down to Lover's Lane. Nobody's going to see you, you know, and y'all can just do what you want to do. That's the way that the devil works. He works to destroy. He will tell your son to go and get into a crowd that he's unfamiliar with, that in order to get into the gang, he have to be able to be willing to kill someone. Then when he's caught, then he will be tried, and the outcome will not be good. He will be spending many years behind bars. That's the satanic force of Satan. So this is different from the power of God and the power of Satan. We know that the power of God, it's always good. God wants each and every one of us to know him in his fullness. God wants an everlasting relationship with you and I to come into our lives, come into our heart, and set up housekeeping. But God will not set up housekeeping in an unclean temple. But it has to be rid and free of sin and contamination. So those are the attributes of a satanic force and an omnipotent force. We know that the devil cannot do no more than the omnipotent power allow him to do. Because when the satanic force led Jesus upon the high mountain and he showed him all the things that he could show him, he told God, he said, "This will I give unto you if you would fall down and worship me." Then the omnipotent force, which is God, said, "Thou shalt not tempt the Lord thy God." He told Satan to get thee behind me. So how in the world can Satan give God what's already his? God said, "I own a cattle on a thousand hills, and everything and everybody that's born on this planet right here and right now, in this hour, in this moment, in this second, in this month, in this year, belong to who? God. G-O-D. So don't let the devil fool you with all of these satanic forces coming about saying, "I am the Christ, I am Jesus," because it's just a lie. It's a fabricated lie. Do not believe the hype. Because when you allow the satanic force to believe, to let you and lead you to believing that if you don't get the mark in your right hand, the Bible says it's your right hand. He did not say it was your left. He did not say it was your index finger. He did not say that it was your thumb. But he said that do not take the mark in your right hand and in your forehead. Because that is an everlasting separation from God. That is the omnipotent one. God is omnipotent power that shakes and wakes you every morning and says, rise, my son, rise, my daughter. Go about your daily itinerary. Because if God do not touch you, then you will remain asleep until the chambers of death, until that great judgment day where Jesus will crack the cloud with all of his angels and his saints, those that are now asleep in Christ will be raised, and they will raise from their grave. The omnipotent power of God will cause them to raise and to rise from their sleeping chambers and will be with him when he cracked those clouds to come out of his church and his bridegroom. So I appeal unto you this morning, do not, I beg of you, do not believe the hype. There is only one God. There is only one. And you will know him if you read your Bible daily. That will give you the knowledge to know the satanic voice when you hear and see them, when they come on the scene, because they're already setting up right now. They already got in place these false teachers and preachers that are lying, testifying and testifying on God. God said, I come that you might have life, and you might have life more abundantly. God said, choose ye this day who you're going to serve, because you cannot serve God and Satan at the same time. They will not walk hand in hand. Light and darkness cannot walk hand in hand. And we know that Satan also has a secret in his past that he doesn't want the people to learn about. His secret is no longer the power to separate you and I from God. We know that our enemy doesn't want anyone to know this truth about. He desires you and I to keep non-believers controlled by sin, to be entangled in it. It's true that because of sin, you and I and us, we were separated from God. But when Jesus died on the cross, as I first stated, over 2,000 light years ago, he bore yours and mine and our sins and took upon himself our punishment of death. God then raised Jesus from the dead, and now he reigns in heaven. When we trust in what Jesus has done for you and I and us, our relationship with God begins, and sin no longer has control over you and I. We know that the Apostle Paul wrote that sin shall not have dominion over you and I and us. In the law of Romans 6 and 14, we know that we are no longer separated from God. But you and I and us are set free from bondage. We know that Satan's secret is out in the opening. Hallelujah. The secret of Satan is out. We know that the outstretched hands of God extend to those that's weighted down by sin. He offered to you and I to remove the load and give his peace with it. God always stands between the Christian and the enemy. So just know that you and I have the power to tell Satan to flee, and he must bust a move. He cannot stay where the Spirit of the Lord is going on. Open your Bible. Turn on your radio program. Put on you a CD. Put on you a cassette tape every day. And let the Spirit of God, hallelujah, move in the extremities of your soul and your body. Hallelujah, because God will give you power after the Holy Ghost has come upon you. My sermon on this morning is called The Standoff. I'm talking about the two powers. I'm talking about the omnipotent power of God. And I'm talking about the satanic force of evil, the satanic force of the devil, the satanic force of Lucifer, the satanic force of the angel of the air, and that is Satan himself. He tries to tell you that he is God. He tries to tell you that he can heal you. He tries to tell you that he can make everything all right in your life. He tries to tell you, hallelujah, that you can go out and you can cheat on your wife, on your husband, and you can still make it into heaven. He tries to tell you that you can still cheat and lie and swear and still go into heaven. He tries to tell you that you can still wine and dine and you can smoke crack and you can sniff cocaine and you can sniff on glue and paint thinner and amphetamine and you can still go into heaven. He tries to tell you that you can commit adultery and fornication, you can still go to heaven. But I'm absolutely sure that you are not going to heaven if you are not right with God, if your soul is not right. God said, only the pure in heart shall see him. God said, you got to be saved. You got to be sanctified. You got to be filled with the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. People don't believe that you got to be saved. People don't believe that you have to be filled with the Holy Ghost. But I'm here to tell you that as a messenger of Christ, I come to set the record straight. He said, you must be, you gotta be born again. You got to be filled with the Holy Ghost that burns within your soul. If you don't have the Holy Ghost, how can you lay hands on the sick? How can you lay hands on the blind and they shall see? How can you lay hands on the lame and they shall walk? How can you lay hands on the deaf and they shall hear? How can you lay hands on those that need to be loose from bondage? Only the Holy Ghost and power has the capability to do those things. God said, I will give you power. You can go in the hospital rooms. You can go into psychiatric room. You can go into the prison walls and lay hands on the sick, and they shall recover. God will give you discernment, and you can prophesy over things, and they shall come to pass, but only under the influence of the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah, and the omnipotent power of God. We're talking about the standoff between God and Satan. Satan can't do no more than God allowed him to do. You know where Satan was up in heaven? He was one of God's most beautiful cherub angels. And he was up there doing God's work. And the Bible don't give a time or date of how and the reason why that the evil influences came into Satan. His name was Lucifer, and his name still is Lucifer. He has many names. But at that time, Lucifer got beside himself, and then he got to where he no longer wanted to be, you know, influenced and guided by the omnipotent power of God himself. So he decided that he no longer wanted to be ruled, but he wanted to rule God. And God said that it's not going to happen. Because, see, Lucifer, you didn't create me. I created you. So everything is subject to God. I don't care what it is. The winds and the wave has to obey. God told the wind when Peter and Simon was on the boat. Jesus was on the boat taking a nap. The disciples feared and he got scared and said, Fathers, that you wish that we would perish. God told them, you know, ye of little faith, how can you think in your mind? You're not thinking spiritual. And they couldn't have been thinking spiritual because there is this great omnipotent power on board. It's no way that God is going to let you and I drown in sin. God is not going to let you drown in sin unless you don't want God and you turn away. But God is not going to let you take on no more than you are able to bear. God is not going to give unto you and I more than we are able to subdue. Hallelujah. And so, God kicked Satan out of heaven. The Bible says that Satan fell like lightning. So you know that was some sparkling going on. When the devil fell from heaven as lightning, the Bible says, that was a hard fall. Not only that, but there were some witnesses that can attest to that truth. There were some witnesses there that seen Satan fall from heaven, hard like lightning. So we know that the devil is on God's timetable. God tells Satan what to do. He tells him to go and destroy it, and he tells him to be still and sit down somewhere. God is an omnipotent God that made both heaven and earth. He said that the earth is his footstool. So God reign now and forevermore. Don't let a demon in hell outside around hell to turn your mind and get your mind contaminated betwixt the two. The masquerading of the devil in disguise and the omnipotent power of God. And I'm going to end it here in just a second. And I want you to know that if you have any prayer petitions that you would want to bring to the attention of the Old Shepherd Zion, you can call in at the conclusion of this program. The numbers to call in are 646-230-74. Those numbers again are 646-230-74. And I'm going to read the last key scripture for this morning, and then we're going to turn you over to our part two of our program, bringing you hymns of Zion. Uplift your spirit and encourage your heart. Now we know in the law of John 10 and 10, we read of the contrast between the joy of life with Jesus and the anxiety of life in the realms of Satan. Now I want you to listen to this very clear. I'm going to read it a second time. In the law of John 10 and 10, we read of the contrast between the joy of life with Jesus and the anxiety of life in the realms of Satan. Satan comes deceptively as an angel of light. In the law of 2 Corinthians 11 and 14. But he wants to ruin you and I and us. The Bible says he is described as a thief who steals, kills, and destroys. But Jesus is presented as the one who gives life, an abundant life. We find out that these two realms are constantly in a battle for yours and mine and our hearts. We have this choice, the light of life with Jesus or the depths of darkness in the evil liar life, a liar's life of death. We know that life or darkness, contentment or anxiety, they're both realms and they beckon you and I and us. Whom will you choose on today? Will you choose to trust with your life, the thief, or the Savior? Hallelujah. We know that God's truth is the best protection against Satan's lies. Our sermon on this morning has been the standoff. In ending, I hope and I pray, I've said something to my nature spirit and infuse your mind, as I have brought unto you the divine word of truth. If this program, hallelujah, has been a blessing in your daily walk with God, if you have any prayer petitions, you would want to go down in prayer, you would want the ship of Zion to go down in prayer, you are most certainly encouraged to send your correspondence to God's House of Deliverance, Pentecostal, Digital Worldwide Ministry. This program has been produced by Blog Talk Radio. Your program has been the Old Ship of Zion. Send your correspondent, Mickey Martinez, to Overseer Janice Ward, P.O. Box 1600, Gilroy, California, 95020. Till we meet again across these airways and skyways, you're encouraged to go in God and allow God to go in you. Buckle up with Jesus at your wheel because he is people friendly. Till we meet again, you go in God and allow God to go in you. We're going to now bring you the second half of our program, Hymns of Zion. Be blessed, and you have a beautiful day. Bye for now. Up next, Hymns of Zion.
know you can. I want you to. I need you to. Here I am. I want you to. looking for perfection. Take your eyes off me. I'm just like you. I'm flawed perfectly. No fingers can be pointed. We're all the same. We all have issues that we need to change. In a world that is turning upside down, it's hard to stay level and keep your feet on the ground. But I know what we need.
I know that you're coming up. contemplate the crazy things like now, where is your gun?
Yeah, where is your gun?
your presence. And today we look up, and in all of your presence, in all of your glory, and in all of your power, you're holy. You're holy to me. Take a listen. You're holy.
No direction to go. around.
Yeah, almost gave up, but then he spoke to my soul.
Yes, he did, and he said,
I'll never look at my way to see you. You'll never have to walk alone.
Alone.
I'll be touching you, and I'll get you to a place that you never know.
There's a remedy for your condition. Keep holding on. It won't be long. Yeah.
You somehow this feels brand new.